This is Vision for Christ, a radio ministry of Christian Fellowship, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. We desire that you will find Jesus through this broadcast, surrender your life to Christ, repent, and dedicate your life to His service in a living, loving, active faith. First, please join with me in prayer to God through Jesus Christ. Father God, I want to praise and make the name of God Almighty and His only Son, Jesus Christ, great and powerful before all of the many people listening today. May the words that I speak be the right words to communicate the glory of Your one and only Son, Jesus Christ, who died to pay the penalty for sin for everyone who individually believes and trusts in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of their sin. Give to each person listening the faith to trust in Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior, so they can know that through Jesus they have eternal life. Let the words of my mouth and the thoughts of my heart be pleasing in Your eyes, O Lord, my rock and the one who saves me. I make this prayer to our Heavenly Father in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Let me begin today by noting that some source material for this program was derived from material at www.gotquestions.org. Who is the Holy Spirit? There are many misconceptions about the identity of the Holy Spirit. Some view the Holy Spirit as a mystical force. Others understand the Holy Spirit as the impersonal power that God makes available to followers of Christ. What does the Bible say about the identity of the Holy Spirit? Simply put, the Bible declares that the Holy Spirit is God. The Bible also tells us that the Holy Spirit is a divine person, a being with a mind, emotions, and a will. The fact that the Holy Spirit is God is clearly seen in many scriptures, including Acts chapter 5, verses 3 and 4. In this verse, Peter confronts Ananias as to why he lied to the Holy Spirit and tells him that he had not lied to men, but to God. It is a clear declaration that lying to the Holy Spirit is lying to God. We can also know that the Holy Spirit is God because He possesses the characteristics of God. For example, His omnipresence is seen in Psalm 139:7-8. Where can I go from Your Spirit? Where can I flee from Your presence? If I go up to the heavens, You are there. If I make my bed in the depths, You are there. Then in 1 Corinthians 2:10-11, we see the characteristic of omniscience in the Holy Spirit. But God has revealed it to us by His Spirit. The Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God. For who among men knows the thoughts of a man except the spirit of a man within him? In the same way, no one knows the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. Omniscience being the characteristic of knowing all things. We can know that the Holy Spirit is indeed a divine person because He possesses a mind, emotions, and a will. The Holy Spirit thinks and knows. 1 Corinthians 2:10 says, God has shown these things to us through His Holy Spirit. It is the Holy Spirit who looks into all things, even the secrets of God, and shows them to us. The Holy Spirit can be grieved and feel sorrow. Ephesians 4:30 reads, And do not bring sorrow to the Holy Spirit of God by the way you live. Remember, He has identified you as His own, guaranteeing that you will be saved on the day of redemption. The Spirit intercedes for us. In Romans 8:26-27, we see these words. In the same way the Holy Spirit helps us where we are weak, we do not know how to pray or what we should pray for, but the Holy Spirit prays to God for us with sounds that cannot be put into words. God knows the hearts of men. He knows what the Holy Spirit is thinking. The Holy Spirit prays for those who belong to Christ the way God wants him to pray. He makes decisions according to His will. 1 Corinthians 12, 7 and 8 tells us, the Holy Spirit works in each person in one way or another for the good of all. One person is given the gift of teaching words of wisdom. Another person is given the gift of teaching what he has learned and knows. These are gifts by the same Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is God, the third person of the Trinity. As God, the Holy Spirit can truly function as the comforter and counselor that Jesus promised he would be. In John chapter 14, verses 15 through 25, Jesus says, "If you love me, you will do what I say. Then I will ask my Father, and he will give you another helper. He will be with you forever. He is the Spirit of truth. The world cannot receive him. It does not see him or know him. You know him because he lives with you and will be in you. I will not leave you with help as children without parents. I will come to you. In a little while the world will see me no more. You will see me. Because I live, you will live also. When that day comes, you will know that I am in my Father. You will know that you are in me. You will know that I am in you. The one who loves me is the one who has my teaching and obeys it. My Father will love whoever loves me. I will love him and will show myself to him. I have told you these things while I am still with you. The Helper is the Holy Spirit. The Father will send him in my place. He will teach you everything and help you remember everything I have told you." Well, then over in John chapter 15, verse 26, Jesus continues, "The Helper, the Holy Spirit, will tell about me when he comes. I will send him to you from the Father. He is the Spirit of truth and comes from the Father." Jesus told us that the Holy Spirit gives us the power to do the work God wants Christians to do. We read this in Acts chapter 1, verses 4 through 8. As they were gathered together with him, he told them, "Do not leave Jerusalem. Wait for what the Father has promised. You heard me speak of this. For John the baptizer baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit." Those who were with him asked, "Lord, is this the time for you to give the nation back to the Jews?" He said, "It is not for you to know the special days or the special times which the Father has put in his own power. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes into your life. You will tell about me in the city of Jerusalem and over all the countries of Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." Jesus spoke to his disciples just before his crucifixion about the Helper, who is the Holy Spirit. "Your hearts are full of sorrow because I am telling you these things. I tell you the truth. It is better for you that I go away. If I do not go, the Helper will not come to you. If I go, I will send him to you. When the Helper comes, he will show the world the truth about sin. He will show the world about being right with God, and he will show the world what it is to be guilty. He will show the world about sin because they do not put their trust in me. He will show the world about being right with God, because I go to my Father and you will see me no more. He will show the world what it is to be guilty, because the leader of this world, Satan, is guilty. I still have many things to say to you. You are not strong enough to understand them now. The Holy Spirit is coming. He will lead you into all truth. He will not speak his own words. He will speak what he hears. He will tell you of things to come. He will honor me. He will receive what is mine and will tell it to you. Everything the Father has is mine. That is why I said to you, he will receive what is mine and will tell it to you." That's found in John chapter 16, verses 6 through 15, the words of Jesus. So in this passage, we see that the Holy Spirit convicts people of sin and reveals it to their hearts. And Romans 8 shows that it is the Holy Spirit that gives us the power to live as we should. It reads, "Those who let their sinful old selves tell them what to do live under that power of their sinful old selves. But those who let the Holy Spirit tell them what to do are under His power." John chapter 6, verse 44 in the Bible says that no one comes to Christ and becomes a Christian without the drawing of the Holy Spirit. Here is that text. Jesus said, "The Father sent me. No man can come to me unless the Father gives him the desire to come to me. Then I will raise him to life on the last day." Now that you know who the Holy Spirit is, why resist His pull on your life any longer? That desire you feel for peace with God from knowing your sins are forgiven is easily satisfied. All you have to do is confess your sins to God, repent of your past, and ask the Holy Spirit to empower you as a believer in Jesus Christ. So I'm going to pray for each of you right now, and I ask you to join me in this prayer to God. Father God, in the name of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith you give them, they may believe and have eternal, never-ending life, starting today, and have a close, personal relationship with you, Father God. Amen. Please get paper and pen ready to write down the address of Christian Fellowship Toledo so you may write a letter to us. The purpose of this program is to spread the message of what Jesus Christ has done for all people everywhere, how people can receive Christ by faith. We want you to become a sincere and true believer in Christ as your Savior. Christian Fellowship Church is involved in helping to make disciples who will follow Christ daily and then live out their faith through good acts of service to others who live near them. We enjoy reading your letters to us and encourage you to write to us at Christian Fellowship, 6711 Pilliard Road, Holland, Ohio, 43528, United States of America. Our internet address is www.cftoledo.org. I will repeat that address again in a moment in the event you were not able to write it down. We enjoy reading your letters of how these radio talks affect your life. If you have comments or questions about what I have said, I invite you to write to us. Please use this address, Christian Fellowship, 6711 Pilliard Road, and the spelling of Pilliard is P-I-L-L-I-O-D, Holland, Ohio, 43528, USA. Our internet address is www.cftoledo.org. Until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor speaking on behalf of all of us at Christian Fellowship Toledo. I offer this final bit of encouragement found in the Bible in John 3, 6 and 7. Flesh gives birth to flesh, but the Spirit gives birth to spirit. You should not be surprised at my saying, you must be born again.